Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with artist Ray Bubba Sorensen II about the Washington County Freedom Rock he's painting this week in Brighton. A dedication ceremony for the rock will be held at 5:30 p.m. Saturday during Brighton Whoopee Days.
For Washington County's Freedom Rock, what sort of design are you coming up with here?
Well, since it's Washington County, I thought I'd use George Washington on the front side, and a lot of my murals on rocks have flags over the top of them, so that's going to be a very dominant part of it. And then around the backside, there are a couple Revolutionary War soldiers that are buried here in the county, and so I thought I'd represent them with a silhouette. And then as it kind of moves around the mural, Ding Darling was cartoonist in the lakes named for him, and so I'm going to use his cartoon of Teddy Roosevelt, which I think he won some sort of prize for it. And next to that will be a Purple Heart piece where I've got like kind of two wounded guys helping each other, and then a Purple Heart kind of flowing down on, let's see, the east side of the rock. It'll be Craig Rich was killed in Vietnam, and so I'm going to do kind of a Vietnam piece there kind of to finish it off.
And so how long is the process of coming up with the design, you know, to paint one of these rocks?
I try not to sink a ton of time into, you know, over-sketching and overthinking it. You know, it's kind of what are the first, you know, inspiring ideas and images, and I try and go with that. And so I try and take some of their information, I do my own research, kind of meet in the middle and come up with a design, and you know, if they're happy with it, I go ahead and start.
For those who don't know, why do you do this Freedom Rock tour?
So I started the original Freedom Rock, which is my gift to veterans, and I paint that every May for Memorial Day, and I have for the past 20 years. And when I started a mural painting and photography business with my wife in 2008, we started kind of pitching back and forth like mural painting tour ideas, and this was kind of a natural fit. So I thought, my first thought was to try and put one in all 50 states, and I kind of condensed it down to just one in every county of my home state. And so this is the 72nd one that I will have completed, and my hope is to have one in all 99 counties.
And how many have you done or are thinking you're going to be doing this year?
Oh man, I haven't counted. So it's kind of a little bit weather permitting, a little bit, you know, schedule permitting, but usually I try and squeeze in anywhere between 10 and 16.
And when were you approached by Washington County to do this?
I have no idea. I know when I announced the tour back in 2013, in the first week I booked 10 rocks. Within the first year I booked 60 of the 99. So, I mean, they all kind of came flooding in. We just kind of laid them out as they booked.
I believe it's the counties that provide the rock, or where does that come from?
Yeah, well, I mean, anybody from like the town to the county to private organizations like chambers and VFWs and legions and things like that, or a combination of all those, or sometimes just private citizens. You know, they either, you know, raise the money or get the funds, you know, however they get funds, and there's no certain protocol or anything. It's every county's kind of different, and that's what I liked about it. I kind of put it on them to, you know, come up with their own way to do it.
When you visit these counties and you do these Freedom Rocks, do you like to get to know the counties or what they're all about?
I mean, yeah, I like to look up some of the stuff, and I love digging into the history, and then if I have time, I kind of go out and, you know, enjoy the county and take in some of the eateries and things like that. And obviously people stop as I'm working and things like that, and get to know some people that way.
And you're hoping to get this completed by Saturday?
We'll see. I mean, I should be mostly done by Saturday. If I'm not completely done, Sunday, Monday morning-ish will be probably the completion date.
But there'll still be a sort of commemoration ceremony on Saturday evening.
Yeah. I mean, When I first got here, we didn't have the tent up and things like that, so that kind of pushed me about a half a day behind already, you know, when I first got here. So, you know, it's kind of hard to put a timeline on artwork. I always try to say, you know, between 7 and 10 days, and we'll get it done within that time span, but maybe not by Saturday completely.
pertaining to, you know, all the county Freedom Rocks, but this one in particular, you know, what do you want residents to feel when they see this rock in their county?
I mean, I guess residents of this county, I hope they, you know, take pride in the location in the area and the rock, and then I hope, you know, visitors, as they come in, get to see kind of a little snapshot, a little piece of Washington County.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with artist Ray Bubba Sorensen II about the Washington County Freedom Rock he's painting this week in Brighton. A dedication ceremony for the rock will be held at 5:30 p.m. Saturday during Brighton Whoopie Days. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.